This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation, as I'm fond of saying. And boy, do we have a lot to dive into, don't we always, right? Because so many of you participate now, especially through email, when it comes to our Nail the Score segment. It's the little bit of levity that we throw at you in the middle of this transition. I will tell you, because I was asked a lot of questions about what was going to happen between Minnesota and the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys did not play all that well, but they beat the Minnesota Vikings 17-15. Somebody I guarantee who wasn't probably watching it, or if he was, he was forced to do it, would be Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. You were not watching this game, were you?
I was not. You caught me.
But you've been watching the game that's happening in Washington, D.C., and in New York, Fifth Avenue specifically. I guess there is a Secretary of Defense that's been chosen, am I right?
Exactly, and what a game it has been. Tonight we had early inklings that it was going to be John Mattis. That was reported by the Washington Post, saying that Trump had chosen the general to serve as Secretary of Defense. That was initially denied by the campaign team, but then tonight during a thank you rally in Cincinnati, Trump came out and said, don't let this leave the room because we're not announcing it officially until Monday, but that Mattis was going to be the choice. So I'm pretty sure Trump realized that there were enough reporters in the room that the news would leave from there much sooner than Monday. But either way, he let people know that Mad Dog Mattis, as Trump referred to him as, is going to be the next Secretary of Defense.
So what do we know about Mattis?
Mattis is pretty interesting. He is somebody who has served for quite some time, starting as a one-star general during Afghanistan, ultimately rising up to the commander of CENTCOM, Central Command, during 2010-2013. That was a period towards the end of the drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan, a position that was previously filled by General Petraeus. And, of course, like many of Trump's nominees, this is a person who comes to that position with a certain level of controversy. On one hand, there is federal law that says that a former general cannot fulfill the duty of Secretary of Defense until 7 years after retirement, so you will have to have a special congressional waiver. And this is also an individual who has previously come out and said that it is, and I'm quoting here, fun to shoot people who, smack women around, referring to Islamist fighters who have had a less than a high regard for women. So both of those are two aspects of the controversy that are going to be, dogging this individual. But either way, it looks like this is going to be the person who is probably going to receive the congressional waiver to move forward and then receive, Senate confirmation to fulfill the top post at the Pentagon.
Yeah, another thing about Mad Dog, if I'm right about this, is he's opposed to women in combat. Am I correct, Justin?
I don't have that immediately available, but that sounds like that would be in line, which is particularly interesting because today both the Pentagon as well as the president have come forward and said that they approve of women, being subjected to the selective service or the draft, rather. And, when it was down to that sort of, battle between should women serve in the front lines, should they serve in combat positions, if I recall from my time at the Pentagon, Mattis was one of the people who came out against that.
Yeah, absolutely, he did, but he gets trumped by Trump, let's just put it that way. How about this whole carrier deal? There was a little more explanation on that, and then Trump saying, the president-elect, the companies are not going to leave the United States without consequences. So he threatens companies across the United States.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty interesting. So he went to Carrier's, factory today in Indiana and said essentially that they are going to be punished if they move jobs out of the U.S., not just them, but, industries as a whole, which has really raised some eyebrows considering, on one hand, Carrier is still removing about, I believe 1,400 jobs from the U.S. Trump can probably claim about 1,000 or so. And also, this kind of gives a blueprint for a lot of companies in the future for how to deal with the executive branch, the sort of idea that you can, sort of make concessions and then receive about, in this situation, $7 million in, tax breaks within the state in order to keep those jobs there. Whether or not that's sustainable, that's going to be a big issue moving forward. The safe money is that this is not going to be a sustainable form of federal policy moving forward, something that Trump may be able to win on sort of a short-term basis. But as the White House pointed out yesterday, he would have to do this about 804 times in order to actually, increase jobs or make this be a sort of a viable policy. But either way, his campaign and him are taking this as a win. They're saying that this is a pretty clear-cut example, even though the facts are a little bit shaky when it comes forward on this. But regardless, they are, treating this as kind of a victory lap that we saw today in Indiana.
Yeah, and the final thing, Chris Christie, who we figured maybe the bridge buried Christie, apparently wants to be the RNC chairman. Think that's a possibility?
I do. Christie was pretty recently the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, and when he was there, he was actually a very good fundraiser. He was somebody who was able to bring in a lot of money, was able to, and I don't mean this derogatorily, but was able to throw his weight around, if you will, and was able to be pretty powerful in that position. When he was doing that, that was during the era of Bridgegate when that really broke, and that didn't really affect his fundraising expertise. He was still able to, sort of move forward with that. He's obviously in a much more vulnerable position today, but either way you look at it, if you, look at Christie, Wall Street is in his backyard. He is somebody who has a lot of access to Wall Street, somebody who can really tap into big money donors. So I think it would be probably not surprising to see Chris Christie named in that position.
Yeah, so that might be what happens. It's pretty interesting to see how this all unfolds. Justin Duckham, have a fabulous weekend. Thanks, as always, for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. Hey, one of the things that's pretty interesting as we say goodbye to one administration and hello to another one, I happen to catch this today because, what happens is the president has a handful of pardons and he can exonerate certain people. And the sons of Ethel Rosenberg are, pled with Obama to exonerate their mother, apparently. Think of Ethel Rosenberg. The sons returned to the White House Thursday, more than 50 years after pleading unsuccessfully to spare her life. And this is a last-ditch effort to Obama to pitch him, they did, to exonerate her because they say there is new evidence. What is that new evidence after all these years? I'm going to tell you coming up on ATN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
On the edge of your seat, right, about this Ethel Rosenberg stuff. Once again, welcome back to America Tonight. So here's the skinny on convicted spy Ethel Rosenberg. She was executed in 1953 along with her husband Julius after being convicted of conspiring to pass secrets about the atomic bomb, a bomb, to the Soviets, but court records made public last year through a judge's order showed some doubt on the narrative of this Cold War espionage case that captivated, of course, the country and the world. So Robert Merpole said, "This is our mother we're talking about." And he said, since we can't bring her back to life, there could be nothing more satisfying just than to have the government acknowledge this should not have happened. This was flat out wrong. And he was serious about that, boy. So the new documents show that Ethel's brother, whose testimony was pretty damning during the trial against her and her husband, helped secure the conviction. He had never implicated his sister in any other appearance before a grand jury. And then offered the grand jury no evidence of the sister's direct involvement and never discussed it with his sister. So as young boys, the two sons visited the White House in 1953 to try to get President Eisenhower to prevent the executions. Then half a century later, here they are again. Boom. Outside the White House. Have a letter to the president. They, of course, were turned away by the Secret Service, and they say, oh, well, we tried. So pretty much that request, that's fallen on deaf ears. And they're saying they're not looking, by the way, for a presidential pardon. They're saying that would suggest her mother was guilty. They want a public exoneration, kind of like what happened in 77 by then Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis on behalf of the Sacco and Vincenni Italian immigrants, remember them, who were convicted in 1920 of murder. The proclamation said any stigma and disgrace should be forever removed from their names. I mean, who knows? Maybe something does happen with it, but it doesn't have the feel. If you're dropping off a letter, yeah, thank you, bye-bye. I don't see much happening with that. Good for them for fighting it and not believing what evidence was there, or lack of evidence, or he said, they said, whatever. But I don't see that as something that we're going to be talking about in the future. I'd be very surprised. Let's put it that way. Very, very surprised if that was the case. All right, in the meantime, zigging and zagging back to the transition team and what's going to go on there. I mean, honestly, the most interesting thing is while Trump is on Twitter and he's slamming the media and Republicans and the thank you tour that Hillary Clinton is now on in Ohio and some other places, while all that's happening and the Republicans are working behind the scenes to help insurers on the Obamacare repeal that they want to be able to kick off, while all of that's going on, and there are many, many other things related to business and politics that are part of the equation, something really interesting happened during the day between the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign. It was a rip fest. If they had put this on Facebook Live, they would have broken Facebook. There would have been millions of people that would have showed up to listen to what was being said in the snipe fest between Kellyanne Conway and the Obama acolytes, or not Obama, really, the Clinton acolytes, and it was just kind of crazy what happened. I mean, just a Harvard University political panel, that's what happened this week, when former Hillary Clinton staffer Jen Palmieri called to, this is what happened. They're on a stage, they're on a panel, picture this, right? Now, picture this is on Facebook Live, and like I said, it gets around and everybody is on this. But what happened was, this was Thursday, there was this two-day conference. So Jen Palmieri called Donald Trump's campaign a vehicle for white supremacists. And the whole idea, though, was that what they wanted to have on this panel was they wanted to have campaign managers and senior staffers from six campaigns come together to discuss what happens behind the scenes, but it evolved into a slugfest of words between the two campaigns. And Palmieri said, look, I would rather lose than win the way you guys did. And she, so you know, was the communications director for Hillary for America, and that's what she said. And Kellyanne Conway said, how exactly did we win, Jen? How exactly? I have a smile on my face at all times. And she said, Palmieri said, white supremacists and white nationalists, this is what this became. And Conway said, are you going to look me in the face and say, I ran a campaign that was a platform for white supremacists? And Palmieri said she was. She said, are you kidding me? And then there was this Trump's deputy campaign manager. He yells out, you guys are punching down. This is unbelievable. Then you had the Clinton spokesperson. If this had been mud wrestling, oh, it would have been must-see TV. The Clinton spokesperson, Karen Finney, agreed. She said part of what Donald Trump did in this campaign was to mainstream the alt-right. Then Conway said, you guys are bitter. We're being gracious. You are bitter. She even slammed the Clinton campaign chief strategist, Joel Benenson, who also slammed the alt-right for their racism. And she said, you know, you're not being rice. You're not being nice. And throw the rice. Hashtag he's your president. How about that? Conway said. Then she said, we won. We won. An audience member said that was at this panel thinking, oh, this is going to be fascinating to see this panel, said it was like a food fight. It was just like a food fight. And it's lucky it didn't break out into fisticuffs. It really is. It's lucky that that didn't happen. So, c'est la vie. I mean, Kellyanne Conway does have a point. You come off as bitter. You know, my father used to say that if you think you're getting screwed and you've already lost, you move on. You hold your head up and you move on. You do not come back at it because it looks like sour grapes and you look bitter. And that's what happens. Because once that gauntlet got thrown down, that's what it turned into. It turned into that. It's over with. It's done. I mean, this is it. And it's about a new presidency. That's, you know, accept the results. That's how it is. So this shouting match between the Clinton and Trump aides is again, titillating, ridiculous, and doesn't matter, but it just goes to show you. These wounds are not healing anytime soon. They're just not healing. It's not working. On that note, as we move from the food fight of words, when we come back here on America Tonight, and we have some great things coming up too, by the way. In our next hour, if you stick around, we have our cheap movie reviews. That's when you put your feet up and say, oh, do I want to see this? I'll tell you the thing to mark down right now. I'm going to beat all of that to the punch. If you're a fan of Homeland and you want to watch a good series, I'm saying you like espionage of the fake variety, and terrorism, meaning how are we thwarting terrorism and CIA behind the scenes, it is the best. Homeland, must see. And if you don't get it, if you don't get Showtime, which I believe is what it's on, then you just wait for the season to be done and watch it, and you can watch all the seasons. And that comes out it comes out January 15th, I want to say. So I'd get in line for that. I'd wait around for that. My choice of all the movies that we're going to talk about coming up in our next hour. What's in the headlines? We're going to rip them up next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Two, three, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Fell in fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. The big black car said, look this way. He said, hey,
Hot. They win their 11th. They douse the Vikings in Minnesota. Minnesota should have won that game, but doesn't matter. Should have, would have, could have. They lost it by a couple of points. How about the vice president's new digs in D.C.? You know what the neighbors did to welcome him? They had gay pride flags all around the block. The people who live on the same block where the VP-elect Pence is renting a home before he moves into the mansion at the Naval Observatory displayed the LGBT pride flags all over the place, all over their homes. He is renting a house where the rainbow rocks. He's paying $6,000 a month for the rental, and I'm sure he doesn't like seeing the signs that he's seeing, but, and I laugh because immediately when people found out they were not happy, they were not happy, so they decided that they would make a statement. And in the meantime, it looks like Defense Secretary, it's the Mad Dog Mattis, a retired four-star general who in the Marine Corps had almost a mythical status, probably you could say that, as an aggressive combat commander. Pretty innovative as far as strategy, speeches, writings. Really define, as somebody told me, and I read in the USA Today, so they echoed the same thing, that he had the warrior's ethos, if you will, for the new generation of military men and women. And you could tell that Trump really liked him after they had met. He was pretty much sold on him, because you know what? He's like sort of a modern-day... He's sort of a modern-day Patton, and who was legendary, of course, the World War II commander that, you know, was fierce, tough as nails, was a strategist, got things done, and he's cut from that same cloth, I suppose, is the way to say that. He would replace Ash Carter, a physicist who rose through the ranks of the Defense Department, but... As Justin Duckham told us, it would require a congressional waiver because federal law requires a 7-year gap between retirement from the military and assuming the cabinet post. I bet it wouldn't be any problem to have that happen. This has happened before, and we have had a retired general, and it was George Marshall in 1950 as the head of defense. So I think this happens. It's just a matter of dotting the I's and the T's and all those things in between. So how about that? And this makes news, too, as we bounce back to sports for a second for anybody listening to us in the New England area, which I know there are lots of you listening in the New England area, especially in New Hampshire, who are big Patriot fans. I talked about the Cowboys win. Could be the Cowboys and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, except for Rob Gronkowski won't be there. Gronk has to have surgery to repair a herniated disc in his back. So that means he's not returning this season. I cannot imagine he would be there for the playoffs. That is some serious, serious injury to the back of Rob Gronkowski. So he's going to have surgery. It would just be too difficult. The timetable is floating around all over the place, and he's the secret weapon or the main weapon, whatever you want to call it, for Tom Brady. Yes, there are others, but that is... a huge blow to the Patriot offense. All right, there's your quick hits as far as just in general what's buzzworthy. If we dive locally in a couple of different directions, so I'm going to go to the New York Post because usually it's grittier and the headlines are uglier. And what did we talk about? What did I mention? The tension between Clinton and the Trump campaigns really just bubbled over. And if you were to pick up the Post, that is the first story that you would see. And then there would be a story about, you're not imagining things, New York City traffic is worse than ever. Oh, I can attest to that. Even a year and a half ago when I was in New York, I thought I should just run from the airport to Midtown Manhattan from LaGuardia because I'd probably get there faster. Oh, it is. It's just terrible, the traffic. Terrible. And then this story, very sad, ex-Jets player, who's actually pretty well-liked, was killed in a road rage attack. He was a star at USC. His name's Joe McKnight. He was gunned down in broad daylight Thursday in a road rage deal in New Orleans. And, boy, NOLA, my friends, my pals in New Orleans, this is sad. Apparently what happened is moments, apparently he said, I told you don't F with me. And this 54-year-old Ronald Gasser then pumped bullets into Joe McKnight. McKnight had been arguing with him at an intersection in Tarrytown, which is just across the Mississippi River from New Orleans, before that shooting happened. It was broad daylight, 3 p.m. Fighting about a traffic dispute. Witnesses say McKnight was just sitting in his Audi when the two started yelling at each other. Then Gasser got out of his Infiniti sedan. I mean, really? And pulled McKnight from his car, like grabbed him, pulled him. Things escalated quickly. He produced a gun and then fired the shots. I mean, just fired the shots into him, pumped the bullets into him. Wow. That is, what is going through a possessed, crazy man's mind? Why? Who cares about the traffic? Who cares about what happened to do that? So, of course, they get there and they try to do the CPR thing and nothing. And there were people that were standing around that saw this. They just saw. And there was a woman screaming out, hey, this could have been any one of us. That man got out and just shot him. He's dead. And witnesses at the scene even knew. They said that he was actually trying to apologize to the guy who had the gun before he was shot. And then he fired more than once. He stood over his body and told him not to F with him before firing again. And of course now they have him in custody and everything else. And I mean, at USC, he was a superstar. Absolutely. With the Jets, he played about 39 games and he was a big kick returner. He actually led the NFL with a 31.6 yard kickoff return in 2011 was huge. He last played in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2014 and was in the Canadian League too. I mean, I just think it's just such a, shocker, such a waste, such a tragedy, so shocking. Damian Woody said, through Twitter, damn, just reading the news about Joe McKnight, just senseless violence, man. Great teammate, great sense of humor, rest in peace. And then Antonio Cromarty said, just got a message saying my former teammate McKnight was killed today. This hurts to the heart. I can't stop crying. Reggie Bush, who played under Pete Carroll during his time at USC, said, rip my brother Joe McKnight. This one hurts bad. I mean, that is just... it's just crazy, and obviously it had something to do with what was going on between the cars. He tried to apologize, like I said. It was not McKnight who said, don't F with me. It was the other guy who pumped the bullets into him. So this was one of the stories in the Post, and this is something that they're talking about in New Orleans, too. This is on the front pages there. What's buzzworthy and tragically buzzworthy is this story. A young man, not even 30 years old, cut down for what? For what reason? Is that? It's ridiculous. Then we go to the left coast, and the Los Angeles Times leads with Donald Trump extends campaign season to the transition phase with a thank you rally in Ohio. And supporters were chanting, lock her up, build the wall, all that kind of stuff. And as he was naming or said he was in the process of building his cabinet, the president-elect. And then there is the... There was also this that was in the Los Angeles Times, and this was in a lot of other papers as well. The Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, is stepping down. Not a surprise, right? I mean, he's been at the helm for a long time, 30 years, and he's just not going to be the day-to-day person. He's not going to run it day-to-day. Trust me, it's still his company. But somebody else steps in instead. Kevin Johnson comes in as the chief operating officer, chief executive, if you will. So he steps into that role. And, he said he was excited. He was going to work on other projects. 63 years old. He turned turned it all around for them. Especially they were on an incredible tear. Then they did a few different things. He came back in 2008. He ramped up the loyalty programs and the mobile apps and the food and beverage offerings at the chains. Starbucks is everywhere, isn't it? It's like a cult. He started a cult, a coffee cult that expanded to beyond that. Hang with us. Numbers coming up next. We can count.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Count. We jump to the money. Let's start with the good stuff right at the top, right? How about auto sales surging after the election? It's nearing a record. If you are in the car business, my friends, you may be very happy. Kind of buoyed by some economic confidence following the Trump election. Americans are snapping up new cars and trucks at a rapid pace in November. So it may be record-breaking, all-time record for full-year sales. Stocks hit new highs. Credit's easier. Employment stronger. Housing market better. That's what the automakers are saying. This is some of the signs that you can see. And even foreign automakers had some big gains for the month, like the Volkswagen Group. They had been on a terrible losing streak because of the emissions scandal and the fall of 2015, but they're at least breaking even. So there is something in the air. I can't wait to see what that number is going to be, because that number is supposed to be pretty high. General Motors and Ford both outperforming their expectations. So, I mean, they just are zooming past what it would be. So if I wanted to give you a number there, GM outperformed expectations as their overall sales rose past 10%. That is a huge, let me just say that again, that is a huge jump. And then four other brands, Chevy up 8.1, GMC 14.1, Cadillac 14.5, Buick 16.1. Wow. I mean, that's huge. So, of course, Ford said the same thing. Sales were up 5.1%, and their stock has rose in the day over 5%. So things are looking up in that sense. If we're looking at economic indicators, that's I'd say that's pretty interesting to look at that. It's a good gauge anyway, right? Absolutely. All right, how about Wells Fargo as we go on to the opposite end? The snakes that they are, the Wells Fargo customers harmed by the fake accounts are going to be able to sue, woohoo, under this proposed legislation, which I think is a good thing, because it's ridiculous. You had these customers who learned that bank employees opened accounts without their consent and then discovered other problems when they tried to sue to recover loss, fees, and damages. It seemed like they couldn't do it. Now apparently they can. Senator Brown and Congressman Sherman introduced the Justice for Victims of Fraud Act, which would allow the Wells Fargo customers to have their day in court. Sherman said if a customer never authorized the opening of a credit card or checking account, that same customer shouldn't be bound by arbitration in an agreement for a separate legitimate account. Wells Fargo, here's that giant number, agreed to a $185 million settlement in September with Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Fuhrer, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the Office of the Comptroller of Currency to end the investigations into the unauthorized accounts. Can you imagine the panic? Oh, shut them down. Where's the bag of money? Shut them down. What do we need to do? What's it going to take? We got to shut them down. Ridiculous. You know, the whole thing about the crazy people that put their money under the mattress, maybe they're not so crazy. What are you really getting? What kind of return are you getting from the bank anyway? All right, remember the Kanye West thing? All of a sudden he couldn't perform. He couldn't finish his concerts. There was a 911 call made from a home that's now been released, and it's been played all over the place, and apparently it was from Kanye West's doctor about an incident involving the rapper at a house. And the dispatcher advised, don't let him get any weapons. Now, to be clear, the phone call recording does not specifically identify West or include West's voice. It indicates concern by the people around him that he will seek professional help. A man who identified himself as the dispatcher as one of his doctors quickly requested police backup as well as paramedics. I think he's definitely going to need to be hospitalized. I wouldn't just do the police by itself is what the call said. And the dispatcher then asked, what is the medical condition he's having, sir? And then there's no response. The Los Angeles Fire Department said portions of the tape were redacted to prevent the disclosure of confidential health info. But the tape rambles for about 5 minutes, and there's snippets of dialogue that you can tell that, I mean, you know, the dialogue comes out. And apparently, I mean, what they're saying, what's now been said, he has suffering from exhaustion and whatever else. But it's been a really wild time for him. He walked off the stage 3 songs into a November concert in Sacramento, canceled a concert on the 20th at the Los Angeles Forum 3 hours before the show. So, you know, just not good. And, of course, You know, the whole deal with Kanye West, he's married to Kim Kardashian, and he made news for saying, and for lots of things, but saying that he would run for president in 2020. So take out of that what you will, but anything, and that makes sense, that anything medical, private, is supposed to be redacted from anyone. You don't have to be famous to have that happen. That is supposed to be common, you know, common procedure. I don't know. Do you think this is too harsh or not? How about this? And they're calling her the blue-haired woman. That's got to make you feel good. Hey, the blue-haired woman. Of course, her hair wasn't blue. You know, they used to say woman had bluish hair when they had gray hair. No, she had blue hair. It was dyed shockingly royal blue. So the blue-haired woman has been sentenced to more than 100 days for scrawling an anti-Trump graffiti on government buildings. She admitted to causing thousands of dollars in damage by spray painting this anti-Trump stuff on a lot of Los Angeles County buildings. Her name is Victoria Jane Bay, 37, they say. She pled guilty to one felony count of vandalism, $400 damage is what it was. And she was sentenced to that time in jail, 3 years probation, ordered to pay restitution, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, apparently surveillance video showed this blue-haired woman, which is her, with blue spray paint, doing the graffiti thing in downtown Los Angeles. And so that's, you know, they had her dead to rights by having that tape, and the actual damage of the buildings by the time they scrub them up and everything else is $10,000. Oh, but was it worth it? I have to say it was, could not have been worth it. Are you kidding me? Go to jail for 100 days, have to do probation for graffiti on county buildings, like you're not, like there's not going to be an easy way to catch you. But I don't think she was worried about that. Clearly you can tell she doesn't care if there's a camera, if there's a whatever. It's just about, I'm going to get to these buildings and I'm going to write this on the building, and I don't care if somebody sees me or not. It doesn't really matter if anyone sees me. I'm willing to just roll with it. And I got to give you a boost. If you go to Philly, which at one point was my hometown where I grew up across the bridge, I just learned that a place that I loved as a kid is 106 years old. D'Angelo's Meats. 106 years in the Italian market, and they're closing. Think about opening in 1910. I guess the son or the grandson is hanging up his apron, and after half a century of work, they're going to close. Oh, that's a big slice of history. Get there fast before they close for good. Great place, it really is. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.